Even amid the happy turmoil of preparation, Nicholas spared a thought for the tribulations of Owen Elias. As an actor, the Welshman was incomparably better than Sebastian Carrick, but the latter had physical attributes which made him more appealing, and personal qualities that made him more acceptable. Tall, slim, and dashing, he had the lazy confidence of a philanderer, allied to an air of almost aristocratic refinement. Owen Elias was too ebullient and willful. He was altogether too combative in urging his right to promotion within the company, and he thus reviled the easy tact and plausibility which gained advantage for his rival. Nor could he forget or forgive the effortless skill with which Carrick had persuaded him to open his purse and part with money that he could ill afford to lose. Vincentio's revenge was nothing beside the dire retribution that Owen Elias contemplated. "Stand by!" The command from Nicholas Bracewell stilled the murmur and put every man on the alert. On a signal from the bookholder, Peter Digby and his musicians coaxed solemn sounds from their instruments as the prologue entered in a black cloak to introduce the play. For the next 2 hours, the company reacquainted themselves with Vincentio's revenge. And even though their audience consisted of no more than some curious horses and some gaping ostlers, they gave the work their full concentration. No matter